shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
All right, next play we got on the docket is actually two of our rookies, Grady Jarrett, Vic Beasley, two Clemson guys playing alongside each other. They know exactly what to do. What's happening on this, they're going to run what's called an ET gang. The end and the tackle are going to replace. It's going to put a lot of pressure on Sam Bradford, which forces an interception. So what's going to happen is Vic Beasley's the end. He's going to crash inside here. It's going to force the tackle, who is Peters, to collapse down. And then you're going to see Grady Jarrett loop around here to get the pressure on Sam Bradford. Willie Moe is back in the back here, and he's just going to survey the field. All right, Willie Moe's here. He's watching the eyes of Sam Bradford, and he's just going to leak right underneath that curl route and make a good play on it. All right, so we got the loop around, ET stunt. Vic Beasley's going to collapse inside, force the pressure on Sam Bradford, which forces the interception. As the play gets started, you're going to see here, right now, Vic Beasley has already come inside. Now you see the tackle has to take him. Now, Grady Jarrett does a good job of engaging this guard, and then he's going to loop around for the pressure. Usually you think a back has to be there, but you see Sproles is here. He's already getting out into the flat. All right, so as the play keeps going, you see Grady loop around. There's Willie Moe. He has to throw it a little bit earlier than he wants to. So you see a good job of Grady Jarrett looping around here. You see him starting to come around, and there's a pressure. And a good job of Willie Moe being in his right spot. So great job up front. The big guys up front creating havoc. Guys on the back end really making a play. Thank you for joining for the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. We'll see you next week with some great plays.
Shoots it underneath.